Hey, you guys, time for another matinee. Now, you knew we could not fucking resist watching a movie called Ouija Shark.
Man, we put that fucking trailer on, and I saw that shit, and I just started fucking laughing. I was like, we gotta see this one.
This one, it's, okay, here's the weird thing. It's that, oh, sorry, like, yeah, cats with the lips. What's up, the cat, bud.
Come here, books.
So what happened was, I guess this is, it's weird because the copyright at the end says 2017, and when I looked up and I did a little bit of research about it, I guess it's been, like, they finished, like, doing it in 2018, but they didn't release it until 2020 for whatever reason. So it's been sitting on a shelf somewhere.
Well, they probably had to pay Xbox and, you know, get it released, probably.
I suppose. And I mean, I guess you can, like, stream it other places, too. We just rent it on Xbox. And like I said, we were, like, scrolling through there, and I was like, okay, well, we definitely have to watch something called Ouija Shark. Yeah. Now, I will say, and you will know this from the trailer, this is, like, not even a low budget. This is a micro budget.
Yeah.
I would be shocked if this cost more than $10,000 to make. Yeah. And actually, I'd kind of be shocked if it cost that much.
Right.
It definitely does look like it was shot with a handheld camera.
Yeah.
And not like a professional camera. It might have been shot with a phone. I'm not really sure. But so this is the same production company, Wild Eye Releasing, that also released, it's not the same director or writer or anything, but they also released the infamous Velocipastor, which I have not seen yet.
Might have to see that one.
Well, although, yeah, I've been hearing a lot about that one. I mean, just that title alone, I kind of have to see that. But it's the same releasing company that did that one. So you kind of know what you're getting in for. The thing about this is that, so the guy that directed it, his real name is Brett Kelly, but on this movie, he's going under the pseudonym Scott Patrick for whatever reason. He has also made other movies. He has made other shark movies, Jurassic Shark, Raiders of the Lost Shark, some other ones, you know what I mean? And also the co-writer of this movie plays the dad in Ouija Shark.
Yeah.
Now, this movie, much as the title suggests, it's basically just about this group of girls who are like friends.
Yeah.
And, well, young women, I guess. They're not really girls. But so they're meeting at this one house, like, to have a pool party for whatever reason. They're all getting together for whatever reason. And the first girl that you see, who's, I can't remember any of the characters' names, so forgive me. But she finds a Ouija board on the beach after feeling something in the water.
Comes up like driftwood, kind of like kind of like something out of that one fucking Carpenter movie, was it The Fog?
Yeah, kind of like that. And you can tell there's some like homages to other horror movies in this, like Jaws. You know, there was one too. Shit, I can't remember now. It's maybe Evil Dead or something like that. And like some of the, you know, some of the point of view shots are kind of like Friday the 13th type shit or anything, because you can see shots from like the shark. And so they all get to this house, they get bored, and they decide they're going to play with the Ouija board. And hilariously, they start asking it questions, and all it will spell out is hungry. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you see like this kind of little shark coming. And then, like, you know, as it goes on, like the titular Ouija shark starts attacking people. Now, you can, okay, the thing about this that is very strange to me is that you can tell this is one of those movies that it's, you know, it's supposed to be deliberately bad. I mean, obviously, the Ouija shark itself is clearly just like a shark puppet that they put this kind of like glow filter on, and it's just kind of like going through the trees. It's not in the water or nothing. It's like going around in the woods.
It flies. It's a ghost shark.
It's a ghost shark that flies.
And it can kill you, yeah.
And
they're trying to kill it.
And it makes like little, it's funny because when it like, when it eats somebody, sometimes when it eats somebody, like their, you know, severed limbs go flying and there's blood and stuff. And sometimes they just kind of wink out of existence, which I thought was a little weird, but whatever.
Depending on what the budget was allowing at the
time. I guess so. It's like, we only have so many gore effects. And the gore effects in it are actually pretty good. There's not that much of them. So they did actually have the money to do that, but the shark looks like ridiculous. But in their
it's
defense,
supposed to, though.
It's supposed to look ridiculous, and I did laugh every single time that they showed it.
I enjoyed the movie. Sorry.
And I did too. I did too. It's very funny. And it's just kind of like, and I love the sound effect of the shark when he's like going after somebody, because it sounds kind of like Pookie sounds when she's like eating her treats off her little bowl or whatever. It's like it's like this little kind of munchy sound, which I thought was very funny. So, you know, it, like I said, it's super, super cheap. It's only like a location or two. The acting is not good. It's like the special effects are not good. And I will say that even though it's not that long a movie, it's only about an hour and 10 minutes.
It doesn't overstay its welcome.
Yeah, but I will say that I wish that they had got more into the shark action like quicker.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like the first half hour or so kind of drags because you're just like hanging around the house with these girls and you know there's a shark coming. You're just like, come on, like let the fucking Ouija shark get released. You know what I mean?
My take on it is that, you know, there were pros and cons to the movie.
Yeah.
All right. Overall, it was an enjoyable movie to watch. I mean, if you rent a movie after call Ouija Shark after seeing this trailer, okay, if you rent that and then give that one or two stars, there's something fucking wrong with you. You should have never bought it to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, what'd you
expect? It was when you got into it.
And okay? The trailer makes it pretty clear, what you're getting into.
The trailer makes it very clear what kind of movie this is. As soon as we saw it, we started laughing. I said, hold on, let me go get some drinks. And it does deliver in what it's supposed to be. It's just an entertaining story for, I don't know, maybe young guys or old guys or whatever. It's got girls in it.
In bikinis.
With boobs. Usually when you hire girls to do movies to have boobs, the boobs come free, I guess.
Well, but hopefully it's not like you can leave them at home.
But
much as we would like to sometimes.
We're not talking about like bimbo 1980s bimbo implant type boobs. They're just something. Big boobs. You can tell the dude was a boob.
Well, and
man.
They're all regular looking women, which I kind of like.
Yeah, they're all regular looking, like girl next door type. You know,
They
don't look like, they're good looking girls. They don't look like fucking supermodels or strippers or anything like that. You know,
they're just cute, realistic looking girls.
Yeah, just like the girl lives next door, but. And I, you know, you knew what it was when you rented it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I gave it 5 stars because I knew what it was. I knew what it was, and it did do what it was supposed to do. It had me fucking laughing through most of it.
Every time, seeing the shark never got old.
Yeah.
I must say, it's like, the shark is ridiculous. Yeah. Every single scene with the shark, even though you knew it was coming and even though you knew what it looked like, I laughed every single fucking time that shark was on the fucking...
Now, the acting was... It wasn't bad, but it was serviceable.
Amateur. It was a little amateur.
It was serviceable. It depended on which actor you were talking about. Some were better than others, but it didn't matter. You knew what this movie was when you paid. You know what I'm talking about? I get kind of mad. I heard some other guys review it, and I'm like, why the fuck did you rent this movie? The trailer showed you what this was.
You know what, though? The only criticism... Because here's the thing. Making a movie is a really difficult proposition.
Yeah.
So anyone that has, like, the balls to do it... And, like, I totally respect the game. It's like, you want to make, like, a ridiculous movie called Ouija Shark, and you want to make it, like, intentionally bad, you just go for it. It's like, it was a funny fucking movie. The only criticism I would make about it is that I wish they had leaned harder into it.
Yeah, it needed to be crazier.
It needed to be crazier. Like, and the thing is, it had a crazy premise, and the shark was funny, but it's like, it seemed like it didn't get really batshit until near the end. And we were thinking about, like, all of these possibilities that they could have done, and maybe, like, because budgetary constraints, I guess they couldn't do some of the shit we thought of.
They should have called me. I could have come up with some shit. First thing, though, is if you have a ghost shark that comes through a fucking Ouija board, you also have to have fucking shark possession, where people become possessed by a shark.
Yeah, see, that would have been hilarious.
And then they go out and do shit. And that wouldn't cost anything extra.
Yeah, because you could just have people go out and act like a shark.
And if you got a person possessed by a shark, then that means you got to have a sharkcism.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, which now you That'll can bring in a two. Priest. You can bring in a priest to exercise the fucking shark. A sharkcism. There's all kinds of shit you could have done with this.
And the exorcist's name should be Father Quint.
Some of this shit takes place in the spirit realm where they're fighting the shark.
Well, that was the funniest
shit. Yeah, well, there should have been all kinds of shit in the spirit realm. I mean, fucking, that's the happy hunting ground. There should have been Indians and shit, you know? Indians fighting it. Fucking demons fighting it or fighting alongside of it. If you're in the spirit realm, fucking put angels in there. There's all kinds of shit you could have done with that. That probably wouldn't have cost much more. I mean, I would have gotten crazy with it. So in a way, that I thought the movie was reserved.
See, that's the criticism that I had. It's like it wasn't so much that, you know, that it's a dumb movie or that it was bad or anything, because that's what they intended it to be. It's supposed to be like a dumb bad movie, which, you know, cool. And I knew I was getting into that.
But it's supposed to be entertaining too. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and I was entertained. Yeah. I just wish that they had gone farther with the premise, because that's a great premise.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I could have made that shit.
I wish they would have amped that ridiculousness up. I mean, because some of the scenes, like with the girl's dad and he's like in the spirit world, like fighting the shark and all this stuff. I mean, that was so fucking funny that I wish they had done more of that.
This movie, okay, is kind of like an asylum flick. All right.
Yeah.
Like Asylum Studios. I think it's called Asylum Studios.
Yeah, it is. The ones that make all those ripoffs.
Yeah. But the thing is, though, is that compared to this, Asylum is making tentpole flicks.
Yeah.
The budget is a lot higher. Yeah. So to compensate for your budget, you got to come up with some crazy fucking shit.
Yeah, it has to be, like, insane.
And I would have enjoyed it a lot more. I think the first 20 minutes of it was kind of a little bit slow.
It was, yeah.
I would have kind of cut a lot of that out. I wouldn't have bothered too much with trying to make characters. Just have people doing shit.
Yeah.
You can figure out who they are. Well, you don't have to even know who the characters are. Really.
Yeah, you just want them to get eaten by the ghost shark, pretty much.
But all in all, for what we paid to rent it, I think it was $3.99. I laughed at it.
Yeah, I did too. I did too.
I laughed at it and I laughed with it. It was trolling. The movie's trolling you.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously...
It's obviously trolling you.
Yeah, it's obviously supposed to just be like a spoof. Right. Because here's the thing. With the budget that they had, and considering the very few like gore effects that they had in it, like with the severed arm and like some of the attacks and stuff, those looked really good. So had they wanted to do a better looking shark, I feel like they probably could have.
It would have been shittier, though.
Right. So I feel like they, on purpose, said, well, we don't want, like, a shitty CGI shark, necessarily, that just looks like a computer-generated shark. Yeah. So it's like, let's just make it, like, look super, super bad.
It looked like something, if you're old enough to remember, it looked like something out of the fucking old Sid and Marty Krofft Land of the Lost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Looked like, damn, that fucking, what was the name of that dinosaur? The fucking one that would pull the fucking car?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's his name?
Dopey?
Dopey. Yeah, it looked like that. The shark was Dopey. And it was blue.
If Dopey was glowing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, the shark was clearly like a puppet, and it was just kind of like, you know, he was like chomping his little rubber teeth, and then it made a little glowy thing around
and
him.
And I'm not sure I would have shown the shark in the trailer, because they showed the shark in the trailer.
Yeah.
And I think I would have saved the shark to a fucking final end. And I would have had more than just a shark. I would have made like some angels and demons and fucking Indians also to fight it in the spirit world. I don't think it would cost much more.
Yeah.
You know. So my main complaint was just that if you're going to do this, it's got to be even fucking crazier.
That's what I mean. Just go balls to the wall, man. Because it's a great premise, like I said.
Yeah.
It's very funny because I was reading, when I was doing research before we recorded this, I was reading one website review of this on Culture Crypt. And the guy that wrote the review was like, I don't know if I had anything to do with this or not, but he's like, I posted on Twitter back in 2017 or 2018. He's like, I think at this point, horror movies have reached peak Ouija and peak shark, because it's just like, there's so many like shitty Ouija movies and so many shitty shark movies. And he made the joke. It's like, I expect Asylum movies to come out one day with Ouija shark.
Yeah.
And he's like, so I was very surprised to see that someone had actually made it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's like, I don't know if I was responsible for that. I think that's probably giving me too much credit.
It is kind of set up for a sequel. There could be a Ouija Shark 2, or Ouija Shark the Possession.
Yeah, like they said.
Ouija Shark the Exorcism.
Sharksorcism.
The Sharksorcism.
I think that's what they should call it.
Yeah,
if anybody's like watching this.
Like that. Yeah.
Seriously, call me. I'll write the shit. Yeah. Like
she can write stories. She's an actual horror writer. And we'll put some funny shit in there.
The
Sharksorcism. We'll write a screenplay for Sharksorcism.
I have to say, though, it's like this kind of shit.
And
shit
it happens on an airplane. Imagine
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, yeah, just like imagine Exorcism that, like, at 60,000 feet.
Yeah, exactly. It happens on
no,
airplane.
Maybe in a hot air balloon.
Or, yeah,
funnier.
Well, there's not enough room.
Or
on a Zeppelin.
I was just going to say.
It happens on the Hindenburg 2. Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
it, you have to get that fucking crazy.
That's what I mean. That would be hilarious. Right. That would be hilarious.
The best Asylum movie, and I believe it was an Asylum movie, I remember, it was actually Nazis at the Center of the Earth.
Yeah, I think that one. That movie was an Asylum movie. They make so many.
I think it was Asylum. You know, if the makers of this film are listening to this review, I would suggest watching Nazis at the Center of the Earth. Okay. A lot can be learned from that film. That is a fucking piece of... it's a masterpiece of Nazi sci-fi horror, man. Fucking, they just nailed it. And that fucker, just as it unfolds, it just keeps doubling down on the fucking insanity. It's just taking the piss out of you.
Yeah.
Every fucking time that story, more is revealed in that story. And at the end, you find out it's a documentary. Yeah. It was all true.
I believe it.
It was all true.
Every word of it is true.
It was all true.
But yeah.
Well, when I saw it, I was like, that shit happened.
Yeah.
I was convinced.
Watching this movie, watching Ouija Shark, it reminded me of, if you guys, I don't know if you guys, because you guys know I'm a big, like, Mystery Science Theater fan. So when they did the new seasons, when they did MST3K The Return on Netflix, like season 11, one of the episodes, which was Avalanche, one of those 70s disaster movies with Mia Farrow, one of the skits that Jonah and the bots did in the middle was they were coming up with a whole bunch of like Asylum style horror movie titles, and they wanted to like have them all, you know, listed. They're like, so nobody can steal these because these are our ideas, you know what I mean? So there's a big long running list, and it's like, I was like, oh man, somebody should write all those down for posterity. And somebody on Reddit did. And funnily enough, one of the ones that they had on there, this came out in 2017, one of them was Ghost Orca.
Ghost? Okay, yeah.
So, you know, they might have been watching. But, I mean, there were some fucking great ones. Like, I wrote them all down because some of them were so fucking funny, like Pug Slide and Brunch to Puss and...
Brunch to Puss.
Narwhalrus, Arctic Terror, Swamp Nato, Eaglesaurus, American Frightmare, damn. Clamoroids. I like that one.
Yeah. Damn.
Let me see. Woolly Klamath, Rabbit's Pug Slide 2, The Pugging, Cancer Kano, the Streptococcus Spaniel. That was a good one also. But yeah, it's like there's this big fucking list. I think somebody on Reddit came up. Adobe Flash Flood. I like that one too. Franken Ferret. Ricky Ticky Tarantula.
Damn.
Skunk Bucket.
Damn.
So, you know what I mean? So it's, they probably would not mind if you wanted to steal some of these. And I would be very shocked if one of these didn't become an actual movie someday, if it isn't already. So like I said, since one of them was Ghost Orca, they could have got the idea from there too. They're like, hey, Ghost Orca, Ghost Shark, here we go, we're making Ouija Shark. But yeah, so,
but when it comes to this movie,
if I mean,
if you rent this movie, you ain't got anything to fucking complain about. I don't understand it. After just hearing that title and watching that trailer, if you press watch and rent that thing, you just don't have anything to fucking complain about. If you've gotten that far, you know what I mean, through the vetting process, you just don't have the right to fucking give that bitch one star. You knew what it was when you pressed that
button. Well,
it's almost,
movies like this are almost like immune to the star system.
Yeah.
Because it's either going to be, you're either going to dig it like for being like a good, bad movie or like a bad, intentionally bad movie, or you're not.
Well, one guy, you know, kind of reviewed this seriously, you know, that I heard of, and I was just like, why are you reviewing that movie that way? You know what I mean? It's a competently shot movie. It's not bad the way it was shot. It's, you know what I mean? I don't think I could shoot a movie that well.
Yeah, I mean, it's amateurish, but it's not, like, it's watchable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is fucking much better than a lot of the fucking schlock movies that came out of the 70s and the 80s. I mean, they really fucked the movies up back then. This is head and shoulders of a
super low budget. Back then, even to make a movie, you actually needed, like, decent equipment.
Yeah.
Now you don't really need. I mean, you could shoot it on a phone, and it's like, it won't look like the fucking Marvel movies, but it'll look watchable.
Better than it did,
It'll look better than it would have back in the 70s. So,
and the editing process is a lot easier to do now, and you don't have to worry about footage. It's just data.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about big old long footage of film and fucking spice and and buying film cans and shit.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot cheaper.
A low budget movie can actually turn out to be a lot more watchable.
So now I'm kind of like wondering if apparently, I mean, this group of people, this is not the only movie that they've made. The actors that were in this, I believe most of it was their only movie, or a couple of them were in some of this guy's other movies. Like I said, he did Raiders of the Lost Shark, which we probably have to see that now.
I would fucking also shy away from any kind of lengthy dialogue if you're making a movie like this. You don't need to know much. Just show fucking shit.
Yeah.
Just show crazy shit. Nobody really gives a shit about the characters. It's just what's happening.
Yeah, you're just being lined up to be eaten by the shark. Yeah,
the zanier it is, you know what I mean, the better.
Yeah, it's just come up with just the craziest shit you can imagine.
Doing stuff like there's, you know, extended scenes of fucking a bunch of dialogue. it just bogs the movie down, you know.
I said, that was the only thing that kind of bothered me was that the first half, you know, the first 30 minutes was kind of slow. Because you could tell they were trying to pad out the runtime. Because I said, this is a pretty short movie. It's only an hour and 10 minutes. You could tell they were trying to pad it out because there's really long scenes of just people walking through the woods or sitting around by the pool or something like that. So you could tell they were trying to make it longer.
Trying to get another 15 minutes out of the movie.
Right. So it's like, that's kind of the only thing. It's like, if it has to be a short film, you could probably make it a short film, you know, if you feel like you're, you know, straining to fill it up with content, but you know.
Had they done some more stuff in the spirit world and gotten crazier and had a fucking, you know, an exorcism and had, you know, all that could have gained another 15 minutes of that. And I don't think it would have cost much more to do that. You know what I mean? It's just different material.
Yeah.
You know, but it just wasn't in the script. They didn't think of it, I guess.
Yeah. But
it's, like I said, it's $3.99. If you rent it, if you went as far as to renting it, you'd probably like it. You'd probably be amused.
Just get drunk and watch the show. Yeah. It's, you know, it's fine. Yeah.
That's just telling you a story.
Flying ghost sharks, people. Yeah. So check it out on whatever streaming platform if you're into it, you know.